This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently, a man falls into a volcano and survives. This is something you would like see in a movie where somebody falls. You know, like Mordor. Remember the fire of Mordor? But remember, Spiegel was still alive for part of it because he kept grabbing the ring. You know, he kept trying to reach the ring, and then the ring is floating, and then it lights up, and you see the words, and then the ring. Oh, did I just blow the ending for you guys? Lord of the Rings is like almost a 20-year-old movie. You guys still haven't seen Lord of the Rings? Oh, come on. Anyway, okay, well, I'll tell you, look, if you haven't seen Lord of the Rings, and it's a 19-year-old movie, that's on you. So, basically, one of the bad guys falls into the volcano pit, the fiery pit. And he dies. That's kind of the ending of the story. It's your fault, people. You can't, I mean, if there's a blockbuster, you can't expect all of us to stay quiet. So anyway, the average person does not live through falling through a volcano, so we'll talk about that. Then there's been a lot of controversy over breast implants and the textured breast implants. Textured breast implants, they usually work, I mean, they work pretty well from a... you know, from a, am I using the right word, facility, from a facility standpoint or from a practicality standpoint or a usefulness, they work fairly well as a breast implant. The only thing is there's some risk of an anaplastic lymphoma form of cancer, and so people have asked the FDA to ban them completely. FDA says no, no ban on the boobies, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how the Ebola deaths are now hitting the 1,000 mark by the end of today. This is not good. We're expecting Ebola to grow. I'm optimistic that we're going to hopefully head it off before it gets to the proportions of a few years back, but we have a long way to go. Then a new HIV breakthrough. We're going to talk about possibly passing on the virus, how they think they might have been able to stop that. We got a man who kind of cracked his neck, click, 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 and unfortunately suffered a stroke. We would talk about that, how I don't like you cracking you guys' neck. I'm very, very pro-manipulation, chiropractic, osteopathic, but you got to be careful, all right, in terms of, you know, who might be at risk of a stroke. So we're going to talk about that. And then, you know, this is pretty interesting. Prom is coming up. We got prom coming up. I know we got Mother's Day. I know. I'll get you guys ready for Mother's Day next week. I just can't think about Mother's Day right now. I can't. I don't need to stress. You know, I usually need to, I love my mom, but I got to kind of have to, you know, prep, right, to get ready to deal with my mom. So we're not going to go there yet, but don't worry. I'll tell you guys what to do. I know, because, you know, you want to please mom. But it's prom. Prom season. Well, a bunch of prom goers potentially have been exposed to hepatitis A. So we're going to talk about that. And then this is interesting. You guys remember the Heimlich maneuver, right? Heimlich? Right? Somebody's choking? Well, the son of the late doctor, because I guess Dr. Heimlich died a couple years ago, is saying that maybe that's not the most effective anti-choking maneuver. Oh, no, he didn't. Yeah, his son, the son of Dr. Heimlich, is saying, there might be better out there. Whoa, why? Man, this is some drama in the Heimlich family. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Talia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, what I'm interested in is what the hell is going on here? Is somebody falling into a volcano? Apparently a man had to be rescued. He was seriously injured, but he lived. as he fell into Hawaii's Kilauea caldera this week. And the incident occurred Wednesday at the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. The visitor decides to climb over a metal railing. See, guys, when there's a metal railing, they're there for a reason. Well, he lost his footing, and he fell from a 300-foot cliff. Apparently, he was trying to get closer to the cliff's edge at the Steaming Bluff Overlook. Another visitor called emergency officials, and a search and rescue crew began looking for the man. About 2.5 hours after the fall was reported, a search team found the man alive but seriously injured on a narrow ledge about 70 feet down from the cliff edge. Yes, thank you. Anakin Skywalker in the third of the newer Star Wars movies, Episode 3. You're right. He was all up in volcanic ash and still lived. But remember, he was like Darth Vader. Well, then he turned into Darth Vader. Oh, don't tell me I spoiled that movie for you guys, too. Okay, come on. That movie was out in, what, 2004, 2006? Really, people? Okay, yeah. All right, so if you guys don't get the Lord of the Ring analogy, then we'll do the Star Wars analogy. You good with that? All right. So seriously injured on a narrow ledge 70 feet down. So he didn't fall into nice, soft lava. He fell on a ledge, unless he crawled up there. So the man was brought up from the ledge, airlifted to a hospital on the island. And I'm sure, you know, some of the Hawaiian doctors are like, man, come on, brah. Dude, I wanted to see the volcano. I get it, brah, but come on. They call you brah, you know, for brother. I guess the last deadly fall in the park occurred October 2017. And so park officials have warned against crossing the railings. They said visitors should never cross safety barriers, especially around dangerous destabilized cliff edges. Crossing safety barriers and entering closed areas can result in serious injury and death. So that's called doing a stupid. And I get everybody wants to do the selfie. And listen, I'm adventurous too, okay? You know, I mean, if you get a real good picture that goes viral, you kind of find a place in society for a good 5 seconds, you know, where you're king. And it's a good feeling. That 5 seconds is a good feeling. But it's what people are doing to get the closest look, it just doesn't make sense. And I think park owners need to realize that you have a lot of stupidity and a lot of people that are selfie prone. So maybe what park owners have to do is designate a place for your selfies and go, guys, this is the best spot you're going to have. Trust me. And then people will just go there where it's safe. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, some of you guys have calls and questions and comments. Just go to the answer line now. For those of you that can't call in when we're live, you can always leave your message on the answer line. And let's go to that now, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Just a question mark on hospital sanitization protocols. I've gone to Sunrise 3 times for procedures, 3 times home with C. diff, which meant I had to go back. I wound up spending 3 months in hospital from it. So please remind about proper washing, masking, gloving, and gowning if necessary. went around such infectious diseases, because Sunrise has really bad protocols. Thank you.
C. diff is scary. I'm sorry you had that three times. C. diff was, we need to talk about C. diff, because that's something that's scaring the heck out of people. We've been, thank you for your call. I wish I could talk to you live. I want to get a little bit more detail, but, Clostridium difficile is a bacteria where, when I was in medical school, I learned that, it's something you don't want to get it in. It's nasty and very difficult to treat. We actually had to treat you with oral antibiotics. We really couldn't knock it out with IV antibiotics at the time. And the Clostridium difficile was an opportunistic type of infection where you carry it. Now, again, this is what I learned in the 90s, right, when I was in school. And this is what we treated. Where Clostridium difficile was something, and it still is, where it's in your body. And then if you take certain antibiotics, those antibiotics will kill off the bacteria that keeps C. diff in check. So the enemy of your enemy is your friend. So the antibiotic kills C. diff's enemies, and then C. diff can flourish. And so we were seeing Clostridium difficile infections in people who were given antibiotics for, you know, some pretty bad hospital-type infections, whether it was pneumonia or something else. And so Clostridium difficile was considered an opportunistic infection where it could grow and take advantage, right, and take the opportunity to grow and flourish while you're combating another illness. Now, since then, we've come to see that you could also contract. You could also be exposed to and pick up C. diff. And so when I hear that somebody got it multiple times, the first thing I think of is, well, you probably naturally have it. The only thing is, did you always naturally have it, or did you contract it? Did you get it because somebody exposed you? So let's just quickly review. Let me wet my whistle for a sec. See, I have on C. diff. You know, these bacteria talk to each other in the colon. And I don't hear voices. I don't hear voices. But I do pick up on conversations that happen around me. I do. And there's a whole party going on in my colon. Because, you know, I got that irritable bowel, and I was diagnosed with irritable bowel in the 90s. But the more I think about it, I think it's this party, this big, you know, rave that these bacteria have. They're up all night. They are up all night doing whatever they do, keeping me up. And so I'm very nervous about going to the hospital and getting antibiotics for something, because I think they will just take over. They are dying to take over. Dying. So Clostridium difficile, like I said, it could affect anybody, but we usually see it in hospitals or people in long-term care facilities and those who need it to be on antibiotics, which is why I kind of want to know what our listener was in the hospital for prior to the C. diff. What was her first, what happened? Did she need antibiotics? What was going on? And they say each year, get this, 500,000 people get sick from this. So if you could be contagious, we're going to see more and more C. diff infections, because yes, C. diff is contagious and hospital protocols are crucial. So they say a lot of us that have C. diff, we're fine. We won't get sick. We just carry it. But they say signs and symptoms usually develop about 5 to 10 days after starting antibiotics. For some people, we might see this a month or two later. Which is why if you ever take an antibiotic and then later you start having GI upset, I don't care if the antibiotic was a month ago, tell your doctor that you were recently on antibiotics. Now, most of your symptoms will look like diarrhea. So you'll have watery diarrhea that will last for more than 3-4 days. People always go, well, gosh, you know, how do I know if this is stomach bug or if this is something more worrisome? Well, most little stomach bugs, you know, or like the 24-hour flu, they'll only last a couple days. But if the diarrhea persists or gets worse, now we're thinking infection, whether by a parasite or a bacteria. And in severe cases, if you're still having diarrhea, you're going to get dehydrated. Because remember, the purpose of the colon is to absorb fluid from your food, water from your food. And so if you just keep passing it and passing it and passing it and dumping water, you're going to get dehydrated. And so you could die from it. Also, you could get colitis, inflammation, of the colon. Sometimes you could get something called pseudomembranous colitis, where you get patches of raw tissue that could bleed and pus. So signs and symptoms of a severe C. diff infection is you're having watery diarrhea like 10 to 15 times a day. You're having abdominal cramping and pain. Your heart rate is high, according to Mayo Clinic, because you're obviously dehydrated, so you're trying to increase your cardiac output by increasing your heart rate. You could get nauseous. You could obviously lose your appetite because your body's like, nothing more coming down the pike, please. We're trying to deal with a problem here. You'll lose weight. No. Don't get C. diff on purpose. Your abdomen can swell. You could even go into kidney failure. If we do a blood test, a lot of times your white blood cell count will be high. And so having more than 3 watery stools a day that last more than 2 days, you need to get yourself checked out. Now, I live in Las Vegas, and I've been noticing that there's been some stomach upset going around. I've been telling everybody, don't call telemedicine per se. If this doesn't get better, go to your doctor so you could get, or your medical provider so you could get a stool culture. Because we do need to figure out if there's a outbreak, you know, like an E. coli outbreak or a salmonella outbreak. But sometimes that's the start of what C. diff could look like. So where is C. diff bacteria? Well, it's everywhere. Okay, you know, not only is it in your colon, but it's also in the soil, it's in the air, it's in the water. You know, they even say that C. diff bacteria is found on processed meat and food products. A lot of us, we don't get sick, because we have other bacteria in our body that keep it at bay. But you have other people that might be more vulnerable who can get sick. Older people, those who are immunosuppressed. But we're seeing a lot of healthy people get C. diff. So there's spores that the C. diff bacteria make. And you don't really use the term spores with bacteria. We use that with fungi. But with C. diff bacteria, they actually kind of have spores. And these spores allow a protective coat for the bacteria to spread. And they could get on the food, surfaces, objects. And so if you touch a contaminated surface in the hospital, and then it gets into your mouth, you could give yourself C. diff. So hospitals have to have good protocols. If there is a patient with C. diff, I would isolate them. Easier said than done, but we used to isolate them. Because, again, they could shed it. And, you know, then there's, you know, signs up on the room saying, you know, use precautions and all that other stuff, even though you should just assume everybody has it. Now they say there's an aggressive new strain that produces a lot more toxins than other strains do, and they've caused a lot of outbreaks since the year 2000. So, you know, my suggestion to you all is, you know, if you need to take an antibiotic, you take an antibiotic. But watch carefully what happens in terms of your bowels. Now, people say, well, what about a probiotic? Well, probiotics are nice, but you have like trillions and trillions of bacteria in your colon, maybe 2,000 different types of species. So the possibility of your probiotics being the exact ones you need, you know, it's still a crapshoot. And then a lot of his doctors are kind of torn on probiotics, because what if you're giving yourself something that the body doesn't like? And now your body has to fight that when it's really supposed to be fighting the C. diff. So you aren't seeing a lot of us suggest probiotics because, again, we just don't know which ones you need. Now, what we are doing, however, are stool transplants, where we're taking somebody else's stool and putting it into you. There's even pills you could swallow of it so you don't have to taste it. And that will recolonize your colon so that you could fight the C. diff. Yeah, so basically, in a nutshell, you don't want it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
The
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A passenger aboard that charter plane that ended up in the shallow part of the St. John's River last night after landing at Naval Air Station Jacksonville says passengers were terrific given the circumstances.
We climbed onto the wing. We were in water. We couldn't tell where we were, whether it was a river or an ocean. There was rain coming down, and we stood on that wing for a significant period of time.
Cheryl Borman tells CNN someone inflated a life raft that was on the plane. 21 adults were taken to local hospitals in good condition. An explosion rocked parts of Waukegan, Illinois last night, leaving at least one dead, four people injured, and two others unaccounted for. Steve Lindsay is the fire marshal.
The structure, no, is not safe. That's why we had some structural collapse technicians here to try and work with it. And we're also dealing with whatever chemicals may be left are in the water that's still sitting in the foundation.
The search team had to suspend operations due to dangerous conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right. Maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you guys look at what I do and you think it's boring. You know, you're like, oh, my gosh, it's medicine and science and all that. You know, it's, you know, a bunch of researchers, people in white coats, boring. Actually not. There's some drama sometimes that happens. It kind of gets all soap opera-y and Melrose Place and 90210-y. Okay, yeah, I know I'm dating myself. But, yeah, there's Dallas. Okay, there. Do you like that? Dallas Knots Landing. I didn't watch that. I was too young for that. I didn't really watch that. What's a big soap opera now? Well, Game of Thrones. You know, yeah, that's, I think medicine gets kind of Game of Thronesy. I mean, nobody's really killing each other, but there is a lot of drama. So get this. All right. You guys know the Heimlich maneuver, right? We've been talking about the Heimlich maneuver for decades. Well, the son of the late doctor, Peter Heimlich, goes, it's not all that. Really? Oh, no, he didn't. That's your pups. And you're saying that the Heimlich maneuver isn't all that? Okay, then he's got a point. He says he admires his father's talent for marketing. He said he was such a gifted marketer, he could teach P.T. Barnum a few tricks. Whoa. But he thinks that the method that has been credited with saving thousands of lives may not be the most effective way to save someone from choking. Now, this is some cojones right here. And I got to tell you, I kind of admire the kid. I mean, I don't know how old he is right now. I have to see what he looks like. But I kind of admire him because if, you know, we've been all about the Heimlich. And I remember, I'm part German. So I could, you know, pronounce things, you know, as demonstrative as I want to. And I'm also part Israeli. So if I want to go Heimlich, I'm allowed to, okay? I'm not being politically incorrect. But if we are making a big deal about something and someone who we're kind of making a big deal about says, guys, you know what? It's not all about what I did or my family did. There might be a better way. That's pretty bold and I think pretty damn cool and admirable. So as you guys know, and I'll review the Heimlich maneuver with you guys, is this first aid procedure that helps dislodge a foreign body, whether it be food, a toy, whatever, by applying pressure in the abdomen between the belly button and your sternum, and then doing a J type of thrust upward. It is the preferred method recommended by the American Heart Association to prevent choking, but they do not recommend it for infants or unconscious people. You have to do other things for that. And so Peter Heimlich believes his father's promotional talent may have discouraged further research into alternative procedures like chest thrusts or back slaps. Okay? Now, I was taught in medical school to not be slapping on the back because it could go deeper. Now, the term bears his name, but according to Fox News, Dr. Henry Heimlich did not develop the method. He just popularized it. In 1974, he kind of started to make the rounds on nationwide television appearances. He's a thoracic surgeon, and he publicized abdominal thrusts as the best way to dislodge an item from someone's airway. They say the debate, which began when my dad, he writes, first introduced the treatment in 1974 and has continued until now, is whether it's the most effective and safest treatment. Now, Peter Heimlich and his wife, Karen, published a website dedicated to debunking rumors about the Heimlich maneuver. Now, they say choking remains the fourth leading cause of death of unintentional injury in the U.S. Dr. Anthony Pearson, a cardiologist at St. Luke's, says he has doubts about the Heimlich maneuver, given how many people die in the U.S. from choking each year. More than 5,000 people died from choking in 2015. Now, maybe people don't know how to do the Heimlich correctly, or maybe the Heimlich isn't the best. So Dr. Pearson says it seems to help some people, but we don't know how many are helped or how many would have improved if they just got back slaps. Slapping someone on the back. He said Heimlich really bullied people to not think of anything other than his abdominal thrusts. Now, the American Red Cross began adopting Heimlich's abdominal thrust maneuver in 1976. The AHA recommends to try using abdominal thrusts on unconscious responsive adults and children over one to dislodge a foreign body. See, if it's a baby, you're actually supposed to flip the baby kind of almost upside down, maybe at a 45-degree or 135-degree angle. So it's not, they're not completely upside down, but they're at an angle. And then you're supposed to do some blows to the back to dislodge. So you don't do Heimlichs on babies. Government agencies in Australia and New Zealand are less convinced about the Heimlich maneuver. They say Australia and New Zealand Committee on Resuscitation removed abdominal thrust from its guidelines, citing 32 case reports of abdominal thrust causing life-threatening harm. Now, Dr. Henry Heimlich died in 2016 at the age of 96. So just a few years ago. And he did not die of choking, from what we understand. So, but the other thing I am foreseeing is when you do the Heimlich maneuver, you kind of touch the boobies accidentally. Because your fist is there by the sternum. And for those of us women with big boobies, it's all over the sternum. So I'm wondering if you're also going to start having a hesitation. Remember there was a study that a lot of men won't go over to a woman who needs CPR and perform it because they don't want to be accused of assaulting her? There may be some people going, oh, wait a second, I don't want to accidentally hit the boobies and be accused of assault. So we might have to find a more politically correct weenie way to help with choking. Now, have I ever stopped somebody from choking with the Heimlich maneuver? Fortunately, that's one of the very few things I haven't run into at a restaurant or on an airplane. So I've had to do CPR, but I haven't had to do a Heimlich. So what happens? Well, first, let's say you're at a restaurant and you see somebody choking. You got to identify that they are. And the universal choking sign is they have their hands around their neck. Now, they may also, you know, have trouble speaking, can't breathe, may not be able to cough. They may start to look blue or gray in their lips or fingernails, or they may just pass out. So you have to determine if they're choking. If they're conscious, you let them know that you're going to go behind them and you're going to start doing the Heimlich. Okay? Now, if you don't remember how to, you know, pronounce Heimlich, just doesn't matter. So then you wrap your arms around the person's waist and you stand with your legs separated to best support your body. You are going to have to stand firm. You can't drop or fall on the person. You gently wrap both arms around their waist and you want to lean them a little forward. You want to position your hands. One hand is going to make a fist. And it doesn't matter which hand because your strength, it doesn't matter if you're right-handed. Usually I use my right hand. I would use my right hand. And then you put your thumb towards the rib cage, but it's got to be above the navel, okay? And it's got to be, like, right under the sternum. You can't do this on the sternum. It has to be under the sternum. Then you wrap your other hand around it, and then you make a thrust, and it's kind of like a J, like a backwards J. And you pull inward and upward, like you are lifting the person off the ground. They got to be quick, forceful. You do about 5 to 6 thrusts, right? And then you repeat another 5. Although there's some recommendations that you do 6 to 10. But WikiHow suggests to perform back blows. They go, if the object is not dislodged, they say do hit on the back. Deliver 5 blows to the person's back with the heel of your hand. Now, nobody has said call 911. Call 911 before you do any of this. But don't just be a hero. A lot of people forget to call 911, but call 911 first. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
DOCDALI. All right, prom. Man, I went to prom. Nice kid. I think his name was Michael. And I forgot how much it cost. I don't remember having to pay for the prom ticket. I remember having to buy my dress and buy his boutonniere, which is fine.
I did my own hair and makeup because, you know, that wasn't really the selfie age. I was like, look, you know, I look good. I don't really need to, you know, my hair and makeup are fine. I didn't even think about that. And again, I didn't have a lot of money. You know, so we just kind of, you know, I got the dress at least. And it wasn't an expensive dress. I got a dress on sale. And, it was good enough. Now that I come to think of it, it wasn't sexy at all. But good. Because, you know, I couldn't have, you know, had sex on prom night anyway. I was religious. That was something that wasn't in the plan. But as prom and the economy and society progressed and has become more modern, prom can cost easily $1,000. So I'm looking at some of these sites that these kids have to go on. And I'm looking right now at this site called Prom Girl. And it's a nice site. And it's smart people because then they could sell advertising to dress shops and shoes and makeup, etc. Well, they don't really see advertising. Oh, yeah, you can actually buy dresses and things like that. I can't. Okay, there we go. And so they suggest budgeting for prom. So they say prom can cost anywhere from $175 to $2,100. If I was a parent, well, I am a parent. I mean, with my son, I mean, I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, and thank God he and his friends did it pretty reasonably. But we easily spent $400 or $500 on prom night for him. Now, he ended up being prom king, so I'm good with it, you know. I'm glad I didn't cheap out. I'm glad he got a good-looking suit and he looked good and he, you know, went to dinner with... I'm glad everything went at work. Well, that was one of the proms. Junior prom, he made prom king, and then senior prom, they didn't do that. Then that goes to a junior. So, prom tickets. I didn't have to pay for prom tickets. I think he just showed up to prom. But they charge $70 to $100. Now, a lot of these prom, the reason why they charge is because they serve food. So that should take away the price of dinner. But there's a lot of proms where they don't even serve food. And so you're paying this just because it's a way for the school to make money, pays for decorations, it pays for DJ. So then the dress. They say the average prom dress ranges anywhere from $100 to $600. And then on top of that, you might have to do alterations. Alterations could cost anywhere from $5 to $95, depending on the complexity. So for me, if I need more room for the boobs or for the butt, you know, and they have to add extra material. You know, usually oh my God, what's it called? The person who does alterations, the tailor. Usually the tailor will go, Dahlia, would you like to maybe just get a bigger dress? And then I could, you know, cut it down. I go, no. I want to wear a size 9. So make this work. It's a size 9. Well, do you mind if we charge you for some extra, you know, we're just going to add some extra cloth here or there to make it a size like 20 or whatever. I don't know what they're going to do, but no, size 12. But anyway, so so then you got to pay for the tailor. And then you need to pay for shoes. You need to pay for your necklace. You need to pay for your earrings. Some wear a tiara. Tux rental. They say the average is $140. You see, I'm for buying a tux. Now, mind you, the average guy doesn't fit into, you know, his prom tux from, you know, when he was a high schooler. But if your kid has a lot of events he has to go to, and the tux can also double as a suit in a way because you get it black, and there's a way you can be smart about your tux shopping. I would just buy it. Then he's got a suit because there's always graduation and family events and things like that where he's got to wear a suit. So shoes are average $30 to $150. Jewelry, they say anywhere between $25 and $100. Oh, yeah, the purse or their clutch. I forgot you have to have a purse that matches. Oh, that's so ridiculous. So I wear boots now with everything. So I could put my key and my cell phone in my boot. That's what I do. So I don't have to worry or buy a purse. But a purse, they say, can be anywhere from $10 to $100. Then dinner. If nobody's going to eat dinner at prom, you all go out to dinner. Now you could be easily spending, you know, anywhere from $50 to $100 a person. And then somebody goes, let's get a party bus or let's get a limo. So, I mean, when I went to prom, he picked me up. We drove. That's just the way it was. Or maybe even I met him at the restaurant. I forget. So, limo. 4-hour minimum for a limo rental. That could be easily over $400. So you could try to get a bunch of people to split the cost. But again, that's extra money. Hair, makeup, nails. People get their makeup done, their hair done, nails. Corsages run $15 to $75. Boutonnieres, $15 to $30. And then, I forgot about this, photos. People are going to do professional prom photos, and then you're going to want to buy them, and your parents are going to want to buy them. So we are easily now at the 1,000-plus mark if you're going cheap. And then I guess they suggest tanning, like a spray tan or a sunless UV tan or a tanning booth. I would not do tanning booth. And then you have after-prom events. So after-prom events are somebody's party, whatever. So it's expensive, and people are spending, it's bank. And I'm amazed that the average person can still do this. Now, prom on a budget, there's a lot you could do. You could have your dress made. A lot of prom dresses now aren't the big, you know, bouffant, you know, frilly train. A lot of prom dresses now are just fancy cocktail dresses. And so I see a lot of parents are smart. They're like, well, here's the thing. You're going to have that dress, and you could use it for something else. Here's my problem with it, though. Your girl shouldn't be wearing a dress like that to begin with. It's short. They're sleeveless. They're, you know, spaghetti straps. They're already, you know, people are dressing pretty risque for prom. But if you wear the same size as your daughter, then, you know, buy a dress that you like, have her wear it, and then now you have a dress. I have sons. I'm not their size. I'm smaller than one. But what are you going to do? So hundreds of prom goers potentially have been exposed to hepatitis A because of one of the venues, one of the workers had hepatitis A. These were students who went to F.W. Springstead High School in Spring Hill Central High School in Brooksville. This is in Florida. So they say actually two Florida high schools. The employee may have exposed patrons between April 12th and 30th. Yeah, prom starts earlier this year. They don't all do it in May because of the graduation festivities. And so the news release said that anybody who ate food or drinks at the restaurant needs to monitor themselves for symptoms like jaundice, turning yellow, fever, dark urine, pale white stools, yellow skin, yellow eyes, diarrhea. And the health department is going to offer free hepatitis A vaccines. So, hepatitis A can be spread by oral fecal route. We talked about that, where somebody might not have washed their hands after they pooped, and then they could, unfortunately, if they touch their food, give it to you. Now, I don't know how many people actually got hepatitis, but whenever a worker comes up positive, and they are all supposed to be vaccinated, so I don't know how that happens, everyone has to be on standby. So there goes your price of the prom even more now, especially if you have to go to the doctor. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.